This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Sorry, hair's a mess today. Yeah, I know a lot of you guys don't. I'm on Facebook Live. A lot of you guys listen to my show, but I'm kind of doing stuff on camera, and it's a mess. Anyway, we'll figure it out. I need to do another smoothing treatment. I do smoothing treatment. I do a lot of stuff to my hair. This obviously isn't, you know, my natural color. If that's a real shock to you guys. Okay, so deputizing pharmacists. Pharmacists are one of my favorite groups of people in terms of they save the doctor's butt over and over again. All right. The specialty of pharmacy is really underestimated and underappreciated. I mean, pharmacists, they know the pharmacology inside and out. So while we in medical school are going, I don't really get this, and carbon what, and what it interacts with what, and we're just like, you know what, I'll just memorize the stuff and just pass the boards. The pharmacists really get into the meat and potatoes of it. So they really know medicines. Okay? Have I been in love with every pharmacist I've ever met? No. There was one that I had a problem with. I had written a different diabetes medication for one of my patients. Look, I'm really honest. I say it all. Okay? I love pharmacists, but this one ticked me off. I wrote a diabetic medication for a patient, and I wanted to cut back on their metformin and add a new medication. I think I added Januvia. And the patient comes back a month or two later, not having done that. And we redo the blood work, and their blood sugar is still high. Their renal function is still off. And I go, what happened? Did insurance not pay for it? And she said, my pharmacist said not to. My pharmacist told me to double the dose I was taking of the metformin. And I go, what? Oh, hell no. So I call the pharmacist. Pharmacist is like, I didn't do that. I'm like, well, the patient said it was, the name was blank. Oh, that's me, but I didn't do that. And apparently what the patient said is the pharmacist said, you don't need that. The doctor doesn't know what they're talking about. I've never heard of a pharmacist do this. So this is a rogue pharmacist, okay? Rogue. Because most pharmacists are the bomb. I love them. And boy, do they save doctors' butts going, they can't take that medicine, or there's a drug interaction, or there's an allergy, don't do it. And what the patient said is the pharmacist is like, you don't need this expensive medication. You're on a good medicine for diabetes. And I told the pharmacist, go, the reason why I wanted to cut them back on the metformin is because their creatinine clearance, we're having issues with their kidneys. Okay? I need to cut back. Maybe I didn't use Januvia. I think I used something else. I got to be more kidney friendly with their diabetic regimen. So don't be messing up what I'm doing. And they backed off. We changed the patient over. Kidney function improved. Diabetes was under control. I was like, all right. So everybody has their strengths and their talent in their realm. Don't be asking me to perform your hysterectomy. I've delivered babies. I've performed hysterectomies before, but I don't do it every day. So don't be asking me to do it. And if I did do it, I could see why an OB-GYN would be like, oh, hell no. So we all have our lane. Yeah, we might accidentally stray onto the lane or whatever, you know. But get out of the lane, go back into your lane. Well, one trend that started to be flirted with during the beginning years of the ACA was, if doctors are leaving in droves and pharmacists are pretty damn smart and they know what they're doing, why can't pharmacists evaluate patients and prescribe drugs. And I believe there were pilot programs where pharmacists were actually managing diabetes. And I thought it was a bad idea. Not because I didn't think the pharmacists were worthy. They know their stuff and they know their medication. But if a pharmacist can't examine the eyes, can't follow someone's creatinine clearance, can't do an EKG, follow the heart, watch testosterone levels that may drop, and look at all the other sequela that happen with diabetes, it doesn't make sense for them to just do that one superficial part of just prescribing the medication. Well, whenever I wonder where America is going with their health care, I turn to England. Okay? Love the British. Love the British. And I see what the British are doing. Well, we're being told in this latest headline that the Department of Health and Social Care and NHS says if somebody calls 111, you know, they have like 999 instead of 911. But if you call 111, you could get a same-day appointment with the pharmacist. And the pharmacist will be able to treat your mild illness. Earache, sore throat. Now, like I said, pharmacists are very, very, you know, well-trained. I think they're phenomenal in what they do. But this just makes my point that I've made for years on the show. In terms of, you don't know what's minor. The reason why you go to a doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, or pharmacist, optometrist, chiropractor, etc., is to get that second look, that other lens. And I can't tell you how many times a sore throat wasn't just a sore throat, it was actually throat cancer. Or a cold was actually a heart attack. Or a pulmonary effusion. Or a little itch, right, that you thought was pink eye turned out to be shingles and could have possibly blinded you. Now, I'm sure pharmacists can pick up on that. But the problem is if the triage is happening at the patient's home. I told you I had a patient when I was an ER doc, came in with a toothache. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with that tooth. So for poops and giggles, I checked their heart, and they were having a heart attack. Now, I'm not saying all toothaches are heart attacks, but you need to have the equipment nearby. A pharmacist may be very well, you know, very well trained on all the medical issues, but if they don't have a full-blown clinic or access to all these, then they can't treat you. So pharmacists taking care of primary care, we're probably going to be seeing that more and more often, but then they're going to have full-blown clinics. 1-877-DR-DALY, don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a huge headline today has to do with the food stamp program. And they're saying that the Trump administration could possibly cut 3.1 million people from the food stamp program. So what's going on here? Well, in an effort to save taxpayers about $2.5 billion a year, according to reports, they want to trim wasteful spending of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And what I believe the USDA has found is that many people who receive not full-blown supportive assistance from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, that receive any sort of assistance, automatically get SNAP. And many of them don't necessarily qualify. So because of the low levels of unemployment, the better economy, President Trump had tweeted that the food stamp use is at a 10-year low. And I guess PolitiFact verified the claim. And residents in 43 states who receive help from the temporary assistance for needy families may not all really need the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Many people do. So the USDA is going to review these temporary assistance for needy families, temporary assistance, to see if participants actually qualify for the program. So that basically they're doing an audit. They say the proposal will save money and preserve the integrity of the program. That's according to Sonny Perdue, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. SNAP should be a temporary safety net. So they used to call it the food stamp program. I remember when we were younger, we would go to a store and they would just hand out food stamps. And I don't know if my mom collected them and used them. I don't really remember. I know we had some poor times. I don't think that they used food stamps. I don't know. But I remember I wasn't allowed to throw them out. And I remember they were giving food stamps to everybody. It was interesting. It was weird in the 70s and 80s. I think just, I'm not exactly sure why, unless we were on the program. I really don't remember. I was a kid. But I just remember when you went to the store, you got food stamps. So I'm not really sure what happened back then. Okay, then things started to kind of, you know, get streamlined and you had to apply. Now I think it's like a card where it's a kind of like a credit card. So then you can buy groceries and kind of use that card. And it's a federal program that provides grocery assistance for people who are out of work or with low incomes. To qualify for the program, you must make 130% or less of the federal poverty level. So Democrats, of course, are criticizing it because they're saying that the move is going to make harmful changes to nutrition assistance. And many people are now concerned if a lot of people are going to be losing their food stamps. Well, from what we understand, Agriculture Secretary Perdue wants the food stamp program to exist, but to go to those who truly need them. So they want to cut the waste. Now, they made a statement, all right? And in the statement, they said states are taking advantage of loopholes that allow millions of people to receive SNAP. And many of these people wouldn't otherwise qualify. It is his job to ensure the people who truly need food stamps receive what they're entitled to, but the waste must stop. Now, here's the thing. Okay, you know, as a doctor, I want people to eat. I want people to get food. All right? I think there's a probably better way to do that. I remember the WIC program used to be, if you qualified for the WIC program, there was milk, bread, eggs, vegetables you could take. You got an allotment of that each week. You got to take that home for your groceries. So nobody was spending it on soda and sweets and things like that, which has been a big criticism of the food stamp program now, where nobody's really itemizing and looking at what people are buying. But I think it's really easy to do with the cash register, you know, where, okay, well, if something is, you know, high in sugar or high in fat or whatever, you know, now, yeah, if a child has, you know, a certain medical issue, like I think having some Coca-Cola at the house is paramount for a lot of parents, because when that kid starts to throw up, you can give him a little bit of Coca-Cola, and it works great. I think Coca-Cola works even better than ginger ale. That's just me. So I don't mind a family having some Coca-Cola. But if they're spending their WIC dollars or SNAP dollars on junk food, I have a problem. Because, you know, are these kids getting the vegetables? Are they getting the whole grains? Are they getting the proteins? So I like the idea of there being groceries and good fresh food, fresh fruit, that could be pretty expensive, that gets given. This way it doesn't matter about the price of agriculture, et cetera. Everybody gets their basic staples for people in their house. And then we're not spending money on junk food or alcohol or cigarettes or whatever. Okay? I also don't have a problem with some audits. If there's a lot of money being spent and you're worried that somebody's going to run out of the money, I think if you are giving that money out, you have a right to audit. Just like with, you know, public housing. You know, if you are giving people free, you know, places to live, I think you have a right to make sure that they're not, making meth or doing prostitution or, you know, in terms of smoking, you know, smoking and, you know, exposing other people to, you know, secondhand, thirdhand smoke or weed or whatever. So if it's free, yeah, I think some of the, you know, you are allowed to audit. I don't think that means somebody loses all their liberties. But if it's something that's not allowed on that premises, if you don't like it, live somewhere else. These are the rules. If you want it free, these are the rules. So our spending, I don't think is really overseen. I think one thing a lot of Americans agree on is our tax dollars are being misspent. I mean, I give a crap load of money in taxes. I pay a lot of taxes, and I'm hearing that the teachers in my neck of the woods are being underpaid, have crappy health insurance. I'm like, whoa, 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 I paid a lot of money for my teachers. Well, maybe somebody needs to audit and figure out where the money's going. Same thing with health care. Okay, we put a lot, I have been padding money into Social Security and Medicare ever since I was 18. So that's a lot of years. And we're running out of money? Well, why? I know just my money isn't enough, obviously. You know, I'm making $4 an hour at Jack in the Box. Obviously, didn't put in that much money into the system. But if I and a lot of hardworking Americans have been putting money into the system, why are we running out of money? So, somebody requiring a lot of assistance is not going to be putting a lot of money back into the tax system. So the more people that qualify, have low income, don't work, I mean, if they can't because they're injured or ill or whatever, that's understandable. But if they don't do it because they won't, I'm really not sure what happened with the Tsarnaev brothers, and they find out that they can not only not pay taxes but also get freebies, there could be a lot of room for people taking advantage. I still wonder what the hell happened, how the Tsarnaev brothers were able to get public assistance and build a bomb and kill Americans. And who, you know, decided that these strapping young men were unable to work and qualify for American assistance? I don't get that. So, and if they were Americans, they were Americans, but they decided to kill other Americans. So we basically took care of terrorists who could have actually worked the job. So, you know, if Trump foresees, or a Democratic administration foresees, that we may be running out of money, I think the smart thing to do is to see where the money is being spent. You know, and are people on SNAP getting the vegetables, getting the fruit, getting the whole grains? Are they getting healthier? Are they getting healthier diets than the average middle class family that buys a bunch of crap? And then if that's the case, you're going to get a lot more support for that sort of program. But I don't know. So, you know, I don't want people losing food stamps who need it. Of course, that's where the rhetoric's going to be, you know, surrounding. But if we are wasting a lot of money that doesn't have to be spent, and as unemployment starts to rise, I mean, if unemployment is low, that's great. But if unemployment starts to rise, we're going to need more people then. We're gonna need to have more funds to take care. Remember, we're gonna have another recession. It's gonna probably be worse than the one during the Obama years. So we better have money ready. And this isn't the time to be spending the money that we're gonna need later. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says China poses a top counterintelligence threat to the United States.
It is a threat that's deep and diverse and wide and vexing, whether it's in terms of the kinds of actors that are used, the kinds of techniques are used, the kind of targets that are used.
During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Wray says the FBI is investigating more than 1,000 cases of U.S. intellectual property theft, and nearly all lead to China. Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, discusses a bipartisan budget debt limit deal.
The agreement secures the most important priority of the Republican conference. In fact, in my view, it's the most important obligation of the entire Congress, and that's securing the resources we need to provide for the common defense. This deal does it.
Indications if the bill gets to the president's desk, he will sign it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember those Cuba sonic attacks, right? And we thought Cuba was attacking our diplomats with the sonic attack, and everybody was like, no, it didn't happen. But we have a new study where they looked at 40 patients, 23 men and 17 women, and they did MRI brain scans. And they showed variations in brain structure and functional connectivity, which kind of measures relationships around brain regions, They compared these 40 government personnel to 48 other adults. And the supposed Cuba sonic attacks happened in the late 2016. These scans were done last summer. Actually, no. Between August 2017 and last summer. And study author Rajini Verma said there were group differences all over the brain. So they actually found evidence of brain structure change. Now, Rajini is professor of radiology and neurosurgery at University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine. And they said, especially in an area called the cerebellum, which kind of, you know, deals with your equilibrium and stuff, they found issues with balance, eye movement, dizziness, etc. So they say differences in connectivity were also observed in the brain's auditory and visual spatial areas, meaning where they hear and see. The authors noted that the clinical importance of these findings is uncertain, and they didn't have earlier MRIs of the patients to compare what their brains looked like before the incidents. Yeah, that would have helped, so then they could see before and after, because, you know, what if all of them had brain issues, but that's unlikely. And what was very interesting is they really couldn't identify like a disorder. They couldn't say, well, it looked like Alzheimer's, or it looked like Parkinson's, or it looked like dementia. They couldn't say that. So Dr. Verma says it certainly does not resemble the imaging presentation of traumatic brain injury or concussion. Even though many of these symptoms looked concussion-like. So they say it says that something happened. And we need to look further, and that's about it. So Dr. Jamshid Gajar, director of the Stanford Concussion Brain Performance Center, said it was, quote, remarkable that researchers found differences between the brains of healthy people and then those involved in the Cuba incident, especially given the differences with the population itself in terms of their symptoms and what kind of complaints they had. He said, I think the jury's out on what caused it, but certainly these patients are complaining of symptoms and they've had measured impairments, something is going on, and they think it has to be investigated. So what is going on? Well, many of those who were stationed in Havana, many of these personnel, reported that they were hearing intensely loud sounds coming from a specific direction. And they described it as buzzing, maybe grinding metal, piercing squeals, and humming. Now, that's according to a study that was published, you know, last year. And according to the study, they said the sounds were often associated with pressure-like or vibratory sensory stimuli. They say the sensory stimuli were likened to air baffling inside a moving car with the windows partially rolled down. So you know how you can't stand it when your kids start to roll down the window and you hear the boo, 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 boo. You know, and you're like, okay, shut, close the window. And then they don't, so then you do a window lock, but then you lock the window and it's still doing boo, 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 boo. So you gotta roll up the window and then lock it. Yeah. One patient reported hearing two 10-second pulses. Others said they could hear the sound for more than 30 minutes. So a recording obtained by the Associated Press and released in October became the first publicly reported audio sample to be related to the attacks. So a pair of scientists thought it sounded like an echoing call of the Caribbean cricket. I think it blows my mind how scientists can figure out, oh, yeah, that sounds like that. So can noise cause brain injury? CNN is reporting this. And I say the noise itself might not have caused the symptoms directly, but an audible sound might have, you know, been a consequence of these. You know, maybe something else happened and it came out as the sound. According to Dr. Douglas Smith, he says, we actually don't think it was the audible sound that was the problem. It might have just been the vibrations. Now, he works at the University of Pennsylvania Center for Brain Surgery. He said, I think the audible sound was a consequence of the exposure. I know of no acoustic effect that would produce concussion-like symptoms. According to my research, strong effects on humans require loudness levels that would be perceived as very loud noise. So somebody saying they're hearing a buzz or a boom, 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 doesn't necessarily that, you know, that it's not like, okay, well, the sound waves are causing the damage. So we still don't know. So now what are the symptoms? What were they having? Well, they were having ear pain, headaches, ringing in one ear, vertigo, disorientation, attention issues. They were basically looking like they had traumatic brain injury or concussion. They had problems with memory, concentration, balance, eyesight, hearing, sleeping, headaches that lasted more than 3 months. So one of the doctors said it was like they had a concussion, but they never had a concussion. Many felt mentally fogged or slowed. Some were irritable. Some were nervous. You know, with post-traumatic stress disorder, we'll see that. With chronic brain injuries with concussions, with football injuries, we'll see that. Many of them had poor jaw performance. Apparently, three people needed hearing aids because they had moderate to severe hearing loss. Others had ringing or pressure in their ears. More than half actually had to be given medication for sleep and to deal with the headaches. Some couldn't go to work. Now, I know some of you guys are like, oh, wait a second. If I had a government job and everybody said something happened to us and I could get some time off, I don't know, though. You know, because to actually start taking medication and going through all that, I don't know. I don't think anybody was faking it. Again, we'll never know. So what's weird, though, is the symptoms aren't typically concussion-like. If you have pain or ringing in only one ear, you know, usually with concussion, you know, depending on the brain damage, you'd have more global sort of, you know, symptoms. So doctors are still baffled. Cuban officials have vigorously denied that there were any targeted attacks on diplomats in Havana. And they think their symptoms could have been caused by other factors. They say now Canadian diplomats said they experienced similar symptoms while they were posted over there. And they are suing the government for millions. Canadian diplomats are suing the Canadian government officials. And then officials have looked into similar cases in China. The U.S. State Department expanded a health alert after a series of supposed acoustic incidents left diplomatic personnel suffering. Now, I mean, one theory, you know, I have is, you know, was this carbon monoxide poisoning? I mean, if nobody could really figure out what sort of a, you know, sonic thing this was, a lot of these symptoms sound like maybe they didn't have carbon monoxide filters. Maybe somebody was messing with where they lived. And then again, the next question is why would Cuba mess with America? I mean, I know a lot of people don't like Americans, but, you know, what would their beef be? Why would they do that? Now, maybe they were trying to interfere with spy equipment. Maybe somebody figured out that there's some James Bond sort of tech that if they do this sort of sonic vibratory impulse, it interferes with certain spy equipment. I don't know. I'm pulling this out of my ear. But it is weird. Nobody's answered that question. And it kind of, you know, things that make you go, All right. I saw something going on with Costa Rica and tainted alcohol deaths. Okay, we've been talking about the Dominican Republic and possible tainted alcohol. Well, now we're being told that 19 deaths in Costa Rica have been tied to tainted alcohol. Health officials have to confiscate 30,000 bottles of alcohol because they think the deaths were caused by methanol poisoning. They say the deaths in June and July spanned the country, most likely caused by methanol poisoning. At least four people were treated in San Jose, the capital. President Carlos Alvarado Quesada said he was sorry to hear about the deaths and he had instructed authorities to figure out who was responsible. The brands were Guaro Montano, Guaro Gran Apache, Star Welsh. Nothing that I think we sell here in America. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I promise I'll get to your emails. Usually I'll kind of answer them on my own. So you'll get an email back from me, or we'll read it on air. If you do not want to read on air, please tell us. I can't promise that I'll get back to everybody or be able to answer everybody's question, but I will try to do the best. We definitely love the ones that we could read on air, so try to kind of avoid cuss words so I don't accidentally cuss on air. Can't be doing that. All right. Drug-resistant malaria parasites are now spreading rapidly across Southeast Asia. Now, I thought we made some headway on this, didn't you? I think a lot of debate has been going on what we've done. I think we've tried to make sterile mosquito so that when they mate, I believe it's the female mosquitoes that carry the disease. So if they don't make babies, then you get less mosquitoes. And then with less mosquito, you have less disease. I don't think we've made headway at all. Okay, nature will always win. And malaria is pretty significant. It's one of the most scary, fastest-growing diseases out there. And they're saying that the parasites are being resistant to pretty key drugs, and they have spread rapidly in Southeast Asia, Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam. Now, the parasites were first detected in Cambodia in 2008, and in less than 10 years, they have spread to neighboring countries. So experts fear the, quote, terrifying prospect of the parasites potentially reaching Africa. And that's where the killer mosquito-borne disease is the most fatal, especially if there's a lack of, you know, medical access. And so malaria, as you know, is caused by a parasite, the Plasmodium parasite. And so humans get it because they are affected by mosquito. Mosquito will bite you. They do a suck-and-blow mechanism. So basically, a mosquito picks it up from somebody else. Then they get their feed, okay? Actually, a mosquito will inject you first with a anesthetic. You know, the reason why you only see the mosquito bites afterwards, and sometimes like hours afterwards, is because you were anesthetized. So the mosquito lands on you and injects something so you don't even feel that the mosquito's on you. They feed, then they go. And then all of a sudden later, you see a big, huge bite. So they're really smart, but they have this suck-blow mechanism. So they take in the feed, and then when they land on you to blow the anesthetic again, they may blow some of the contaminated blood also. And that's how, with a bite, you could get malaria. Now, they found that the KEL1 PLA1, the proven to be resistant to first-line malaria treatments, is one type of the parasites. And experts have collected blood samples collected from malaria patients in Cambodia, Laos, northeastern Thailand, and Vietnam between 2007 and 2018. And they found before 2009, you only had the KEL1 PLA1 in western Cambodia. But now they saw it move. And by 2016-2017, its prevalence is now in multiple more countries, except Laos. So inspecting the parasite's DNA showed that in some regions of Thailand and Vietnam, they made up of these parasites made up to 80% of malaria cases. So malaria is life-threatening. Most of the deaths occur in Africa. They say 250,000 kids die from the disease each year. And malaria, right, usually carried by the female Anopheles mosquito, can cause you to have fever. You get these actually cyclic fevers where they come and go. You can get hot, the chills, headaches, vomiting, muscle pain, diarrhea. And you might not see symptoms for 18 days until after you were bit. Sometimes it could take even a year. So if at all you feel sick, fever, whatever, and you visited a malaria-affected area, you need to have them screen you for malaria. Now, where would those areas be? Well, you got large areas in Africa, Asia, according to Daily Mail, Central and South America, Haiti, Dominican Republic, parts of the Middle East, some Pacific Islands. So basically, anywhere where there's mosquitoes. You know, America, we've still been lucky because we're still just north enough. But as things get warmer, it makes you wonder. Now, what we do is we do a blood test. Yeah, I guess some people could get malaria through blood transfusions, but it's rare. So how do you avoid getting stung by a mosquito? Well, what you need to do is you need to spray your clothes with insect repellent, and you might even want to put, like, permethrin on you. So you might want to double do. So you also have to wear clothes that cover your limbs. And I know that they get under your pants leg. I know they could do that. So then you got to wear boots. And it's hard because a lot of these areas are hotter than hot. And then there's malaria prevention medicines. So you could take, like, these once-a-week medications, you know, so that if you do go there and get bit, everyone's like, oh, I'm not going to get bit by a mosquito. Every time you say that, you end up getting bit. So don't even think about that. Unfortunately, this infection could really mess with your red blood cells. Parasites will enter your red blood cells, cause them to break. So then you lose the amount of blood cells that you have. So a lot of malaria, you could look really, really anemic. And then also there's cerebral anemia, malaria. That could occur where these little blood vessels in the brain become blocked. You could get seizures, brain damage, coma. So we do not mess with malaria. We also don't want to mess with Zika. Zika is the one that could really, really affect an infant. If a pregnant woman gets Zika, she might be okay, but the baby may be permanently deformed with brain damage and neurological issues, inability to suck and feed. Healthy people can also get Guillain-Barré, neurological sequela from Zika. Dengue causes flu-like symptoms, could also be life-threatening. Usually, you know, we give you Tylenol and, you know, fluid and all that, but there's really no cure. Chikungunya, that causes fever, joint pain, muscle pain, headache. You could have joint pain that lasts for years. It could also cause heart disease, neurological disorders. Again, it's a virus. Not much we could do with that one. And then you got West Nile. West Nile, you could get fever, headache, body ache, skin rash, swollen lymph nodes. We've seen some West Nile in the United States. 80% of the cases are mild, but unfortunately, some more severe infections could cause tremor, convulsions, paralysis. So, again, we don't have vaccines or antiviral drugs. So avoid mosquitoes. Now, let's talk bathrooms. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say men's bathroom doors have 6 times more germs than women's bathrooms and almost 5 times more bacteria on them than the average toilet seat. So they did this study in London, and I guess they think that men wash their hands less than women. A snapshot study swabbed the door handles of a large office building in London, and they discovered that the men's bathroom door contained almost 6 times more bacteria than the ladies. It's really an easy test to do. If any of you guys are students out there and you need an easy study and you have access to a lab, just go into a men's room and ladies' room, swab doors, or you could swab hand dryers, things like that. It's really easy to do. You can even do it in your own university. It's really easy to do. Comes from the Royal Society of Public Health. They found only half of men rate not washing their hands after using the toilet as high risk, as compared to almost 2/3 of women. The latest study found the door of sampled men's bathroom contained 4 times the amount of bacteria on an average toilet seat. They think it's because they're cleaned less often. So, you know, women's bathrooms get pretty dirty. But there is a chance that a woman's bathroom gets cleaned more because there's these garbages that have to be emptied. And so it might not be that women are cleaner than men. I've seen toilet seats that have had some real disgusting stuff in women's bathrooms. Many times I found the men's bathroom cleaner than the females. Yeah, I'll go into a men's bathroom. If the females are full, I'll go in the men's. No one's in there. And then if a guy walks in, I'm like, I'm in here. So if you're going to pee, don't let me see anything. Why are you here? Because I could have used a women's room. Well, hurry up. So I love to talk. I don't like to talk in a women's bathroom, but I love to talk in a guy bathroom. How's it hanging? So I think it gets cleaned more often. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.